Radio, 11 after 8, listening to that Professor Christian Dustman, who's from the Centre for Research and Analysis of Migration at University College London. Perhaps I could put you the economic argument we've heard from the former asylum immigration minister there. Do you agree, Professor?
Well, I think migration has been very important for this country. If we go back about one decade, when Britain's economy was booming, 3% growth per year. On the other hand, we had very severe skill shortages, particularly in the southeast and in London. So at that time, the Polish builder or the Polish plumber brought great relief to the London and southeast economy. So yes, I do think that immigrants over the last 10 years, and in particular during the mid-2000s, have been making a very substantial and very important contribution to the economy of the southeast.
Why is there, if the poll is to be believed, fairly widespread concern, if not reluctance, then, Professor?
Sorry?
Why would this poll, do you think, show such reluctance among members of the public, then, if it has helped
in some aspects of economic growth? We had a prolonged period of economic hardship. We are just coming out of a very prolonged recession. At the same time, net migration has been continuously relatively large, and in particular, it has been very intensively talked about, not just in the policy arena, but in particular in the media. So there was no week over the last years that migration wasn't the headline of some news item. So, of course, people are very sensible and sensitivized towards immigration. And I can imagine that there is a belief that migration is possibly higher than it is in reality. Our own research about some years ago, based on the European Social Survey, showed, for instance, that people in every European country vastly overestimate the number of immigrants who are residing in any of those countries. So.
Lastly, if you'll allow me to say that the country appears to be getting back on some form of surer economic footing, how much is this thanks to the number of immigrants in London and the South East?
I think that's very hard to say. So I think we should just look at the figures. 40% of Londoners are foreign-born. Half of the immigrants who are living in the country today came after 2000. But it's everybody's own guess how important that probably is for the economy of the southeast.
And let's find out what my listeners who live in London make of it. Thank you, Professor Christian Dustman from the Centre for Research and Analysis at Migration of Migration at the University College of London.